And welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. It's time for a Let's Get to Know. And today we're talking with Norwalk assistant football coach Blake Bergstrom. And we'll just run down a bunch of questions with you today, Blake. First of all, what's, even as a coach, I know you probably got pregame rituals. What's something that you do before every week's game?
I don't really have many rituals, but I do have, you know, my own superstitions, as every coach does. You know, you set out the same clothes, you wear the same type of hat on Friday nights. So just a couple superstitions, if you will.
What's maybe a place, besides Norwalk, a place where you like to go and coach, a field, a stadium that you like?
I think that, you know, the Warren County schools like Indianola and Carlisle are always fun to play at, just because not only the stadium, but the environment that that brings, you know, those being 10 to 15 minutes away, and just the crowds at those games is something I look forward to and enjoy.
What's maybe a hobby you have outside of the school, outside of football?
I try to stay active. You know, sand volleyball in the summertime is something that I like to do as far as, you know, staying active.
How long have you been in Norwalk?
This is my third year teaching and second year coaching here.
And we'll talk about your background a little bit. Where did you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up in Ankeny and went to Ankeny High School.
What year did you graduate there, and then where did you go on to college?
I graduated there in 2012, and then I went on to play football and get my degree at Simpson College and graduated there in the spring of 2016.
What other sports did you play, you know, growing up and in high school?
Yep. So the two sports that I really put a lot of time into was football and track in my high school years, and that followed me into college, where I was an offensive lineman at Simpson. And then right now, the two programs that I'm involved in here at Norwalk are also football and track. So,
do you have any favorite books that have helped you along the way in coaching, that, you know, authors that you've read?
Yeah, I'm really a big fan of The Energy Bus. That is a book that I have really enjoyed, and it's kind of helped me out along the way. And I've also read a book called The Traveler's Gift. And those two books have really helped me along the way with a lot of my foundations and just some of the things I think about on an ongoing basis.
What other jobs have you had besides teaching and coaching? Did you have any side jobs growing up?
I worked at a juvenile detention center in the summers in my first couple years of teaching as I was making my way.
Tell us about your family. Do you have a significant other, any kids?
I got a wife named Chelsea, and we've been married for about a year and a half now, and we're just dog parents right now. So we have two dogs, one that's 10 and one that's a year old.
Well, that's plenty to handle sometimes. Yeah. So, as far as college, in-state rivalry, Hawkeye or Cyclone fan or somebody else?
Grew up a Cyclone fan in a Hawkeye household, so that's pretty funny to joke around about, but I'm an Iowa State fan.
So how did you go that direction?
My next door neighbor had Iowa State season tickets, and that was the first football stadium I saw when I was young, and so I didn't listen to what my dad had to say about the Hawkeyes at that time, but sometimes I wish I did.
Well, sometimes not, but so you were a rebel then.
Yeah.
Let's see. Favorite pro sports teams? I mean, first of all, I guess, are you on the weekends, are you a college football guy or an NFL guy?
I would say I'm both. I'm pretty heavily invested in both of those on the weekends when I have time. I follow the Kansas City Chiefs, so that's going pretty well for me as of late. Not good during my childhood years, but pretty good right now.
Better than being a Bears fan, that's for sure. Best vacation you've ever been on, and what made it so great?
So my honeymoon was the first time I ever went outside of the United States to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic about a year and a half ago when we got married. So that was really enjoyable.
So beach over mountains for you?
Yep. Beach, and then the all-inclusive was pretty fun to be a part of.
Right. What's the most played song on your playlist right now? Ooh. If you have one.
I don't really have a go-to song. I have a playlist of a lot of songs I listen to, but I really can't think of a go-to, I would say, off the top of my head.
Maybe what's a TV show that you and your wife have binge-watched lately?
We're big Office and Parks and Rec people. We like those short 20-minute sitcoms, and we binge those pretty often.
So going back a little bit into the 2000s for that, so you were probably, what, you were pretty young when those shows were out.
Yep, I was, but we still like them. So. Yep.
What's the most used app on your phone?
Probably Twitter. So I help run our football account and some other accounts through the school, so that's the biggest one that probably takes a lot of my time.
How about a go-to midnight snack or late-night snack if you're not a midnight person?
Peanut butter sandwiches are probably the go-to if I'm waking up in the middle of the night and starving.
Did you collect anything, or did you when you were younger?
I used to collect golf balls everywhere I went, but that collection kind of stopped when I got a little older, but I still have that collection to this day, so just something to kind of hold on to.
Favorite family tradition?
Don't really have one.
What's the scariest thing you've ever had happen to you, or that's...
Yeah. Scariest thing that ever happened to me.
Or that you've done, like on a dare or something like that.
Can't really think of anything off the top of my head. I mean, I've broken a few bones. That's probably been the, you know, Yeah, I don't know.
Do you believe in life on other planets?
No.
If you could time travel, would you go forward or backwards, and maybe to which era?
So I'm a big history buff, so I would like to probably travel back in time into the past, and I was always intrigued about the World Wars, so just kind of how things went back then is probably something that I would like to, you know, go back and not be a part of, but, you know, kind of look back on and see how things were back in those days.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk assistant football coach Blake Bergstrom. Just a few more for you. If you do get any alone time, you know, just kind of on your own at home on a Saturday, your wife's out shopping, what's something you do on a Saturday by yourself?
Oh, so during football season, probably sleep to try to catch up on that, but just more so just watching TV, probably catching up on yard work and things like that.
If you could go back and spend the day with a famous person in history, who would it be?
Ooh.
And it could still be living or somebody, you know, from Civil War or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the things that come to the top of my head are probably, you know, talk to some presidents back in the day, like, you know, Theodore Roosevelt comes to mind and talking to him.
Okay. That's Let's Get to Know with Blake Bergstrom, Norwalk assistant football coach.
Thank you.